The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
Hi, this is Mark. I have a question for Chris. I wanted to ask to see if you can talk about the AMD processor, X2 processor, the dual cores. I'm thinking about upgrading my PC and with Microsoft Longhorn in the near future. I'm wondering if I should just wait a little longer. My current PC I have is an Athlon XP 2800 Plus. I run with a gigabyte memory, and seemed to be running my computer very nicely. I was just wondering if the X2 would be a good upgrade if I were to upgrade within, you know, before Christmas, whether that would hold me through Longhorn for the next operating system. And I just wanted to get an idea of what you thought of the processor in general compared to Intel's dual core. And I know Intel has their Celeron dual core, I believe. And if you could kind of maybe use that as a comparison or something, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Hey, Chris. It's Ryan Hoffman. I'm the owner of Extended64.com, a website devoted to the new Microsoft Windows X64 platform. And I'm calling to respond to Mark's voicemail asking about the new AMD Athlon 64X2 dual-core processor. And he gives a few parts of the question. First part is, he wants to know if this processor is going to be good through Longhorn. The next question is it going to be, how much better is it going to be than his current machine, which is an Athlon XP 2800 with a gig of RAM? And then his third part is, he wants to know, how does it match up to, you know, the Intel dual-core offerings? Okay, so I'm going to work my way backwards because that's simpler here. If we're going to compare it to the Intel, the X2 to the Intel dual core offerings, the X2 totally wins on every count. You can go to tomshardware.com or Nantech or any of those sites, and you just look at the benchmarks. They speak for themselves. You know, we're talking about this processor wins on 9 out of 10 benchmarks. And it's because of a few things, but AMD gets it right now. The memory architecture is much better. You don't need to go over a front-side bus to go access your memory. And they don't have this crazy burst architecture with a million steps in the processor's pipeline. And, you know, this AMD dual-core processor is very good. So I would not even touch an Intel one. Even if it's a little more expensive than the AMDs, it's worth the money. So the next question is, how much better is it going to be than his current machine? And while the question is, it probably will be a lot better, but it could be even more better depending on what he does. So if Mark just plays games all day, right now that's mostly a single-threaded application. So it'll be better because the processor is obviously faster, but is it going to be like 500 times better? Probably not. But I mean, if you work in a program that does a lot of multi-threaded things, like maybe even Adobe Photoshop, or, you know, or if you do a lot of multitasking, this processor is going to be significantly better. And if you run Windows X64, which gives my site a little plug, you know, you're going to be using 64-bit memory. You're going to be able to, you know, support up to terabytes of RAM if you need, you know, cool stuff like that. So then the last part to the question is it going to hold them through Longhorn? Well, first of all, Longhorn isn't as dependent on the processor as it is on your video card. So obviously when you get one of these new X2s, you're going to have to get a new motherboard, and it's going to have PCI Express graphics on it probably. And yeah, if you get a good graphics card with your new X2, you're probably going to be fine through Longhorn. Now, at WinHack, Bill Gates said that computers being sold now will run on Longhorn. And I'm not seeing anything that would doubt that, but are you going to be better off with this than your current XP 2800 for Longhorn? Sure. And it's because of the multi-threaded, and Microsoft is aware of this. They're tweaking the Windows scheduler to run better on dual cores every day, and, you know, this is going to be the thing, and you're going to be great with this processor. So that's it from me, and I hope I help Mark. And again, plug extended64.com. Visit it, sign up, and talk to you later, Chris. Bye.
The Windows Media Stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.